Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, United Healthcare, Change Healthcare starts processing $14 billion in backlogged claims. We're going to talk about some of the things that have been going on recently. We'll take a break from AI to talk a little cybersecurity. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. Hey, don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's get to the news and let's take a look at some of these stories. I mean, the leading one has to be Change Healthcare to start processing $14 billion in claims backlog as it restores the clearinghouse programs. March 24th, 1:15 p.m. in the latest update on the response to the cyber attack on Change Healthcare, United Health Group said Friday that its largest clearinghouse called Relay Exchange will be back online by the end of the weekend, and the company will begin processing $14 billion in medical claims. United Health Group also posted an estimated timeline for restoring its systems from the February 21st cyber attack. The ransomware attack led to widespread reimbursement and pharmacy disruptions for hospitals, health systems. As the company says, it has advanced $2.5 billion to affected providers, which is a pittance compared to the $14 billion that they're currently providing. I was actually with a provider over the weekend, and essentially they're not getting paid. And a majority of their claims come through Relay, and they are expanding because they have to, because they have to hire some new physicians in order to handle the backlog of patients. But quite frankly, they don't have money coming in. So it continues to be a serious issue, not only for health systems, but also for individual practices. The company said, back to the article, the company said the target dates are projections based on available information and may change as it learns more. Products will go through a phased reconnection process, including launch, testing, and scaled reconnection. If a product is not listed in the schedule, and it does not mean that the product is more than 3 weeks away. It means that we do not yet have a line of sight to the week that we expect it to be restored, and will provide updated information as those timelines become clear. The company said its update posted online. On March 7th, United Healthcare restored 99% of the Change Healthcare's pharmacy network services. A week later, March 15th, Change Healthcare electronic payments platform was restored and is now proceeding with payer implementations. Assurance, the company's medical claims preparation software, went back online March 18th. It's crazy. In the conversation I had over the weekend, they were submitting stuff by paper, going back to paper to submit things, and it was getting thrown back. So crazy time. Here's another article I found interesting. So Change Healthcare rival onboards hundreds of thousands of customers during the hack crisis. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Let's see, the rival is Availity. Availity created a pared-down free service to help healthcare providers submit claims after the cyber attack on United Health Group's unit. Let's see, what any additional information on this? Not really. Availity, one of those competitors, is in the process of hiring around 20 new staff to manage the sudden influx. New consultants are helping onboard healthcare providers who have been unable to submit claims through Change's electronic payments platform for more than 2 weeks, said Russ Thomas, Chief Executive Officer of Availity. So again, there have been a lot of backup systems that have been put online by health systems in order to process claims. And it'll be interesting to see what the complete fallout of this is. I know that the United Health Group will, in the Change Healthcare and United Health Group, people will go in front of the Senate. They will be grilled. There will be questions. There's another story about that. That's coming down the pike. My question is, what are we going to do? What are health systems going to do? And what are healthcare providers going to do moving forward? Is there an option for a secondary system that is dormant until needed? Is there an option for a secondary system that actually is active to process claims? And are we going to put those things in place to ensure that we not only process claims, obviously we have the pharmacy challenge that came up as well. Are we going to be standing up secondary systems, and what does it look like for an active-passive kind of situation, or even an active kind of situation? I don't think we need active, to be honest, in this case, but active-passives that we can come back online a lot quicker than we did during this outage. I'm curious what the plans are right now and how people are thinking about this. I know larger health systems have brought another system online in order to begin processing claims. I'm wondering if they're going to keep that and keep processing claims through that. I wonder if anyone is going to throw Change Healthcare to the curb. And I'm not sure if that's the right thing or not. It depends on what your experience has been. I hesitate to throw people to the curb after they've experienced a challenge, because typically those are great learning experiences. So potentially Change will be one of the most secure platforms moving forward because they've had this experience. I don't know if that's the case or not. It depends how you experienced it, what they've communicated, how the process has gone. It remains to be seen whether they've learned their lessons and they have upped their game with regard to security and continuity moving forward. So interesting time to be in healthcare. Again, if you're doing some things, I'd love to hear what people have done through this. I'll be asking some questions as we get together for our 229 meetings. Those are in June. We have some 229 city tour dinners coming up as well. And I'll bring this up and try to understand what people have done and where they've gone. The people I've talked to so far, almost to an organization, have stood up some sort of secondary. They're not sitting around waiting to process claims. It's too detrimental to their situation to do that. Anyway, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Keep the conversation going and get in a mentoring relationship. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable: ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.